Amazing! Let me go out to Arkansas and talk to a first-time caller, Jalen. Let's see here. Happy White History Month, Jalen.
Hey, Jesse. I don't celebrate White History Month, but
why not?
I celebrate it every one. I'm black, and I think every other month we celebrate White History. So,
how is that? He black. How is it we celebrate White History every other month?
Well, I went to school, and I mostly learned about the accomplishments of white men.
What did you learn?
How Christopher Columbus came over here and killed natives, and what else?
They didn't kill natives. They had a war.
Oh, but they definitely killed them.
But because it made the best man win.
But so if I came to your house right now and I took your house from you, made the best man win, I had more guns, would you say that was fair?
Yeah.
Wow. Where do you live?
I'm not going to tell you. And believe me, you don't want to come to my house.
But you just gave
an example of a white accomplishment. Aren't you happy that white American came and founded the greatest country on this side of heaven? Otherwise, you'd be stuck in Africa somewhere.
I have cousins who've been to Africa. I'm actually planning on taking the trip to Africa. I feel like if black people mostly live moral, then Africa would probably be a better place.
But they're not going to live moral.
I think we have the capacity to, but we're just not.
Why do you think that blacks have the capacity to be a moral people again?
We understand morality.
Why do you think they understand it? If they understood it, you would think that they would do it.
No. I was a big influence in my life with my grandma and my grandpa. And when you explain, how you grew up in the plantations of Alabama, I grew up, my grandma and grandpa, my grandma grew up picking cotton.
Yes.
And my grandpa in Arkansas. And she was a moral woman. She not only believed in God, but she actually lived up to Christian values.
What made you think that blacks would do that now? They're incapable of doing that now. 70 years later, they are so far away from God that they wouldn't recognize him if he went into the hood.
Well, I wouldn't say it's just the black people. It's humanity as a whole.
But blacks are leading the way to destruction.
I wouldn't say black people are leading the way. Humanity as a whole is in a fallen state, as you always say. And, if we can just get back to God, get back to morality, I think we'd be much better off as a people.
Well, you would be if they could, but they won't.
So you don't think black people are capable of even getting back to God?
Some are. I see black men and women all the time now returning to the Father, but right. Most will not.
Yeah, and as long as we have, a minimum number. I say you just get one out of four black people, getting back to God, getting back to morality. That's a lot of people. You could actually create some type of powerful black moral movement with that.
Well, we don't need a black moral movement. We need black people to be individuals, love God, create their own family, love their country, give back to the country rather than begging and taking away. We don't need black people to organize anymore. That's what's wrong with them now.
Well, I disagree with that. I think black people should organize because our system as a whole is now corrupt because it's mostly run by people who hate God, people who run this country. And I feel like if black people, if we want to succeed as a race of people, we need to get out of this system, start our own moral system based on the black family, black mother, black father, black children, and grow from that point. If we live,
but not based on the black mother, based on God, Jesus, the Father, and the mother, and the kids. But you gotta,
right.
The problem with black people now is that the black woman is their God. The mother is
right.
Over the man.
Exactly. And that's a problem. That's why you see a lot of problems you see in the black community. Because we've gotten away from, like you said, God, the man, the woman, and the children. We've gotten away from that for feminism. Because our system has given us the right and said, hey, that's okay, go do that.
It started way before the system. It started with the mothers and the grandmother in the homes. They turned the children against the fathers.
Well, I think that largely happened because you had welfare policies that told women, hey, if you get the man out of the house, then we're going to give you this.
No, they were doing that before the welfare policy. It's in the nature of the woman to do that. It's not good, but it's in her nature to turn away from the men because they hate men. The spirit that dwells in them hate the man because the man is the son of God.
Well, I don't know, Jesse. I would have to do my research, but I would have to say I disagree with that. You know, my understanding is the black family started, breaking down once welfare policies came in and once the projects came in.
Well, that played a role, too. You're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. It didn't happen with the families where real men were in the family and head and wife and the children the right way to go. It happened to those families where women were in charge.
Right. And if we got back to God, that wouldn't be a problem. So
right.
The black community needs to break away from this system, start our own system.
No, no, you don't need no system. You need individual blacks need to return to God. And if you're going to have a system, it should be the system of God, not the system of blacks.
So you think people can make it within this system?
Within what system?
The American system.
That's the only way they're going to make it. Other systems out there are not working. That's why we have blacks coming here from Africa. We just showed them the other day in the water trying to come here with their furniture and everything. And we have illegal aliens coming here because this system is the best system on this side of heaven.
But I think we could create a better system if we did it the right way.
No, that's black people are incapable.
I believe in my people more than I believe in white people.
What?
I believe in my people, black people, more than I believe in the system that white people have created.
But why? Black people don't create, they destroy. Look how Obama and Big Mama Michelle, the fallen Messiah, and Big Mama tried to destroy America.
They don't. She was Big Mama.
Huh?
What? Big Mama.
Big Mama Michelle.
Well, you know, I wasn't a fan of Obama. My eyes got open to Obama, so. I mean, I wouldn't even look at Obama.
And look at all the black politicians.
Right.
All they're doing is destroying. They're not building up. I don't know why you think they're going to build. They're destroying.
Well, Jesse, I feel like you're looking at it from through the wrong lens. It's not about the politicians. You're right. Politicians, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, they're bought and paid for puns for the corporations, for the powers that be. So, yes, you can't look to Obama, you can't look to the Congressional Black Caucus, you can't look to groups like that to make the black community better. You have to look towards the individual to fix the black family structure, and look to God most, first and foremost, which is righteousness. And then we'll have the capacity to actually start our own system based on true righteousness.
What do you mean your own system? You can't. You mean your black system?
Yeah.
But it doesn't work that way, man. Look at Africa. Africa is screwed up because of the blacks. And even right now, the blacks in Africa, mommy Africa, are running to Africa. And they're attacking white people. They're taking their land without compensation. They're being evil. That's not going to last. That's not going to work for them.
I mean, the land, quote unquote, without compensation is a topic in and of itself. But the reason Africa is in the condition it's in is because the leaders are corrupt. The leaders are much like the leaders here in the United States.
But they're black.
I don't want to say it's because they're black. They're corrupt.
They're black and they're communist.
Well, I don't know if they're communist.
Yeah, they're socialist communist, like Nelson Mandela was. Didn't Nelson Mandela die or something? Where's Nelson Mandela now?
He's dead.
I rest my case.
Okay, Jesse. I mean, I think Africa is corrupt because the leaders take money from Western nations, and rather than use that money to develop their countries, they pocket it themselves, and they don't care about their people, black people.
And what color are the leaders?
The leaders are black.
I rest my case.
And that's the problem, Jesse. Black people, we don't love each other enough. We don't care about each other enough to,
they don't love anybody. Black people love no one.
I would disagree with that, Jesse, because I would say I grew up in a loving household. I mean, we didn't get everything right in my household. I had my father, my mother. My mother passed away last year. But, I had my father, my mother, And, you know, they showed me the idea of what a family could be and what a loving family is. When I see single parents out here, I see, you know, fatherless households, it shows me, man, I see how having a father and mother all my life, you know, impacted me in a positive way.
Right.
And I think
but when I was growing up, black people didn't think in groups. They didn't think about, oh, they were individuals, and they allowed God to work through them, and they loved all people. They weren't just thinking black thing. It wasn't about being black when I was growing up. That's a new thing that came about when that dumb so-called civil rights movement started. That's not a normal way of being. That way leads to destruction.
Well, Jesse, I think another thing you're missing, prior to the civil rights movement, you really didn't have to think about black because it was all black. It was, I believe in segregation. I believe white people should have their own thing. We should have our own thing. We should have our own business.
No, man.
Yeah.
It's not a we.
It was better.
You got to get away from the we thing and just be you.
I can't separate myself from my people, Jesse.
Why not? It's not your people. Well, it may be your people if you don't believe in God.
Well, I definitely believe in God, but I believe in the black race. You know, just as you believe in the white race, Jesse, I believe in the black race.
I don't believe in any race. I believe in God.
Well, I think you believe in the white race because otherwise you wouldn't celebrate White History Month.
Why not? I started it. Why wouldn't I celebrate it?
I mean, do you celebrate Black History Month?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I mean, I think that contradiction speaks for itself, Jesse, but hey, you got the right to do it, man.
How is that contradiction?
I mean, how can you say you don't believe in white people? You don't, like you said, you don't believe in white people.
I believe in God. What's wrong with that?
Well, I don't think you, I mean, you may believe in God. I don't know about your religious beliefs, but Jesse, you celebrate White History Month.
Why wouldn't I celebrate? Can you imagine me that I started White History Month? You don't expect me to celebrate it?
I don't see why you would start something like that, Jesse.
Because white people founded and built the greatest country on this side of heaven, and they created the Constitution, the Second Amendment, the freedom of speech, and I was fortunate enough to be born here, and so why would I not the country that made it possible for me to be born here, why would I not support that?
Because the way your ancestors got over here, that's not something I can be grateful for.
But that's all the more the reason to celebrate. If your ancestor came by after the blacks sold the other blacks to the Arabs, and the Arabs sold us to America and other parts of the world, that even more so to appreciate it because of what they went through being sold. Why wouldn't I appreciate the country that they were sold to for allowing them to come here and be so?
I wouldn't appreciate them because I'm in my apartment right now, and if someone came to my apartment, if I had children, they stole my children, they stole all of my possessions, and, you know, maybe they...
But that didn't happen. Your people sold the black people.
Right, that's true. That's true.
So they didn't steal anything.
Some of them were kidnapped, too.
No.
Yes, Jesse. Some of them were definitely
kidnapped. Jay, how old are you?
I'm 25.
Jay Lynn. Your name is Jay Lynn?
Yes, Jay Lynn.
Jay Lynn. Oh, they have Jay Lynn here. Think about what you're talking about, man. You're too young to have that mindset. If you don't allow God to renew your mind, you're going to have a rough life. It's not going to be well for you.
Well, no, Jesse, it's not the fact that I hate white people. You know, I don't hate white people.
I said if you don't renew your mind about all that mess you've been taught, you've been lied to, and you believed in lies, and whatever you believe in believes in you, and it will control you.
So what's wrong with my thought process?
You're thinking black.
What's wrong with, should I think white?
No, you should think right.
Oh, okay. I mean, I think I do think right, though, Jesse.
No.
I don't?
Uh-uh. You're nice, but you don't think right. Jaylen, thank you for calling me, though, man. I got to run.
Oh, Jesse, I had another question for you. We got sidetracked, but I really had a question for you.
Oh, okay. What is it?
Okay, my question is, all right, so I started watching you when I was a Democratic liberal and all of that 2 or 3 years ago. Like, I did not like you at first, Jesse. But then I say in the past year and a half, something in my mind started clicking. I don't know what it was particularly that you said, but it clicked. And it's like, wow, Jesse makes a lot of sense. I don't agree with you, obviously, on every single thing. But as I started listening to you more, I started realizing, you know, trying to imply what you were saying into my life. And one of those things, when my, you know, I have a tendency, you know, to be sexually immoral. And, you know, this sexual immoral behavior that I engage in, I've started to hate that behavior as I've listened to you, but I haven't been able to cut it off completely. So what would you suggest for somebody who's going through, you know, sexual immorality? How do they overcome that?
That's a good question, man. And you're about to say, and what?
Oh, well, and just get over it. And because, like, I don't like it at this point, but I see at this point I'm hating it. And I don't know if I should hate that lifestyle or, you know, hate that sexual immorality or whether it should just be something, you know, I turn away because I don't like living with the hatred in my heart for that lifestyle. But, I mean, you know, it just creates a contradiction in me where I don't want to do it and I hate it. But I've practiced it so long through being a liberal Democrat and, you know, having this lifestyle where it just creates this contradiction and it can cause me to suffer sometimes.
Are you a Republican now?
I'm not either a Republican or a Democrat. I'm conservative.
Okay.
I'm not a Republican.
All right. Whatever the lifestyle is, you know that it's wrong to be that way?
Right, exactly, yes.
Okay, don't hate it. Just know that it's wrong. Try to avoid doing it, but just know it's wrong. And if you happen to fall into it, don't hate yourself for it, and God will take it away from you. It's a spirit, and there's nothing you can do about it personally, but don't either hate it or love it. Just notice that it's there and it's something you want to overcome. You know it's wrong, but don't hate it, and he'll take it away.
So the longer that I understand that it's wrong, the more likely I am to get out of it.
Yes, you will overcome it. Knowing that it's wrong, try to avoid doing it, but if you happen to do it, don't hate yourself for it. Just know this is, I don't want this. This is wrong, right? And God will take it away. But if you judge yourself, that judgment is playing God. And when you judge, God can't help you. The real God cannot help you. And so Satan will pull you into it even more. So that's why he wants you to hate it. Because Satan want you to judge so you can play God and he can control you.
Wow. That's deep, Jesse.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you, Jesse. You know, it was great talking to you.
You too, buddy. Thanks for the call. Right. Just remember, it's enough to know that it's wrong, but it's wrong to hate.
Gotcha.
All right, buddy.
All right, Jesse.
I wish you well.
All right, you have a good one, man.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Amazing.